The real wealth creators are the public companies here. Companies like HDFC Bank. ESOP wealth exercised in 2024 is 5,000 crores.
Forget what VCs say. Look at the last 15 years and tell me one company that has created, gotten to scalable, profitable PMF in less than 10 years. My view is these numbers happen when there is massive liquidity chasing startups. Otherwise, they don't happen.
For every time you're issuing ESOPs below fair market value, first of all, that much lesser cash is hitting the bank of the company.
Somewhere we have gone horribly wrong in setting expectations as to how long it takes to 20x, 30x or 40x the share price.
If somebody has seen very closely or has experienced ESOP wealth creation, then they waste money.
I think people get excited when they see numbers like 300 crores, 400 crores, 500 crores. But if my read here is all these companies are 5 billion plus or 10 billion plus in valuation.
Like we know a guy who has 150 crores of NVIDIA stock in NVIDIA Hyderabad. So he will make 10% chance you'll make 100 crores or 50% chance you'll make 50 crores.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 39 of the Asymmetric Podcast. We have a very, very special guest today, Sandeep Jethwani, co-founder and CEO at Deserve, one of the largest wealth management companies in the country. We had hosted Vaibhav, his co-founder, sometime back. We realized that there are a bunch of insights that Deserve has, and therefore we coerced Sandeep to come on board and do justice, though I don't think we've let Sandeep speak enough today, because as usual, the topic was so exciting that all of us ended up debating so much. I am expecting a comment already saying, Revanth, please let the guest speak. But I'm sorry. It was the topic was a little too close to heart. So I think four founders trying to build companies, trying to figure out how to incentivize the right people in the organization is something that you're going to always end up having a debate on. More debate than conversation, but at least it was a lot of fun for us. Hope you guys enjoy it as well. Ek baat bata, but if I look at every time there is a ESOP buyback in Bangalore, all of these gated communities may flat rates go up. That doesn't happen in Gurgaon. Yeah? Like when the Policy Bazaar IPO Zomato IPO happened. Like Delhi, actually NCR has seen the highest number of companies go IPO in the last 3-4 years.
Bangalore is slightly different. Usme ye hai ki most, because of the infra, most of the gated communities near that particular company is where these people stay. So if you look at Swiggy, Flipkart, etc., it's more in the Belandur area. And as a result of it, whenever that happens in the Belandur area, there is a price increase that is very sharp. Like Flipkart is in Embassy Tech Village, ETV. तो वहां से अगर आप नॉर्थ बैंगलोर में जा रहे हो और घर ले रहे हो तो वो कुछ होगा नहीं, मतलब आप यू विल नॉट डू दैट. तो नॉर्थ बैंगलोर में इतना इम्पैक्ट नहीं आएगा, मे बी सेकंड थर्ड ऑर्डर इम्पैक्ट आएगा, डायरेक्ट इम्पैक्ट नहीं आता. डायरेक्ट इम्पैक्ट विल बी इन द बेलंदूर एरिया. सो इट्स आई थिंक इट्स गॉट टू डू आल्सो विद द इंफ्रा सिचुएशन इन इन बैंगलोर.
यू कैन नॉट बाय अ हाउस मोर देन 10 करोड़ इन दिस थिंग, राइट? सो डज दैट मेक रियल एस्टेट लेस अट्रैक्टिव फ्रॉम अ टैक्स स्टैंडपॉइंट?
दो चीजें, एक तो द कैपिटल गेन्स टैक्स rate has not affected ESOP because most people are exercising prior to sale. So, anyway, perquisites tax mein ja raha hai. So, people are not exercising pehle and then. So, therefore, uska itna impact on ESOP holders nahi hua hai. Uska impact founders pe bahut aaya hai. So, founders buying, like, we had a recent case where somebody sold a part of their company for 200 crores. In the, like, going back 5 years, that money would have gone into real estate. Yeah. This time around, it's almost entirely come into financial assets. Because, and also it's about these first generation wealth creators, right? Theek hai, matlab, ghar achha chahiye, but beyond the point, matlab, har ek ko 100 crore ka ghar mein nahi rehna hai. Right?
So, if I even did have that kind of money, and even if tax bach raha hota, I would be really scared about the exit one basket, that too illiquid. 100 crore ka ghar bechna bhi bahut, it's very difficult, yaar. So when the markets are doing well and you have some access to fund managers who will do a good job with public markets, I would rather pay the tax and kind of get into different asset classes.
I think break-even point, even on the first 10 crores, is close to around 9-10%. If we can say that 10% mujhe return milega on the post-tax on the public market portfolio, then I'm better off putting that money into real estate after paying the tax.
This thing, the ESOP thing, is more broad-based in Bangalore than NCR. I may be wrong, but I would love to look at data. I have a hypothesis that I don't think NCR is as broad-based in wealth creation for employees as Bangalore has been. I think, like, generally, I'm quite skeptical about the Bangalore startup ecosystem. But one thing is, I think they are very democratic in terms of ESOP distribution as well as wealth creation.
Yep. So, yeah, actually, you know, the one thing, this was new to me also. Like, we were trying to estimate ki kitna ESOP wealth India mein create hua hai, right? And if you look at how much public companies have carved out in ESOPs, just the Nifty top 100 companies have carved out nearly 3% of market cap, right? Which by itself is 8 lakh crores. 5 lakh crores is the collective wealth which is still sitting in Series B plus companies in ESOP. So that is about 14 lakh crores. And for context, like our mutual fund AUM is give or take 65, 70 lakh crores. PMS industry, entire the industry, like, you know, we are a big part of, wo uska 2.5x hai, right? So, ye actually, mujhe pata nahi tha pehle ki itna major hai, especially coming from these public companies.
Chandik, just to check, this is wealth that is in the form of ESOPs and does not include ESOPs that have been sold and kind of converted into cash or whatever, right?
This is...
Or company buybacks and all, wo sab nahi hai.
Haan, toh usme wo thoda over and above bhi hoga. Some of it which has got converted to stock may now not reflect here because now that's ordinary equity. Or employee chala gaya toh public shareholding mein chala jayega.
Correct.
Right. So this is about 8 lakh crores. And actually, you know, this 3% number, 3% of public companies, Nifty top 100 being in ESOPs, that number of 3% is also 4-5 years old. I would actually argue that with the likes of Zomato, etc. coming into this mix, this number is actually higher. Right. And when we look at companies like Mahindra, companies like even JSW, etc. allocating ESOP pools, these are companies historically which have never created ESOP pools, right? A steel company, for example, creating an ESOP pool. Like, go back 5-10 years, aisa hota hi nahi tha, right? And now they are beginning to do that. All the conversation that we have has been around startups, right? But the real wealth creators are the public companies here.
And Sandeep, what would be any guesses or idea around this private company market cap kitna hoga Series B plus? Basis, let's say their last round valuation.
Yeah, private companies, mein, let's assume it's about 8 to 10%. So, iska 10x le lo.
Wow. So, 10% have a number.
10%. So, private companies obviously have a larger allocation to ESOPs. And then as the company lists, the percentage allocation keeps shrinking.
Shrinking, yeah.
Right? And, you know, if you look across different segments of companies, right? Interesting thing is financial services companies obviously are the biggest. And this is explainable to the extent that these are people-heavy businesses, right? So naturally, their allocation to ESOPs is higher than the others, right? So that is about 4%. Most of the others are in the range of 2-odd%. And then that then brings the average to 3.8% because financials ka weightage in Nifty 100 is high.
Yeah.
Right? So therefore, and you know, small and mid-cap companies, mein naturally, it's again higher because these are companies which are trying to attract talent before they become really big, right? So for us, like the fact that public companies may, there is so much opportunity, I think this needs to be covered more. Most of the narrative, jab baat karte hain ESOP ki, buyback ki, matlab agar koi company 15-20 crore ka bhi buyback kar rahi hai, wo news ho jati hai. What we don't realize is that companies like HDFC Bank, ESOP wealth exercised in 2024, is 5,000 crores.
Oh, that's probably some total of rest of all, at least the top 4-5.
And but this would be a little bit of legacy, right, Sandeep? Like people would have been with HDFC for 20 plus years and joined.
Yeah.
There's a lot of longevity in this. Like these numbers are quite unreal. If I see a HDFC, ICICI, Bajaj, Axis, like you would not expect this ever make headlines.
This is exercise number, right?
This is exercise.
I know. So, but yeah, to market cap dekhna, $100 billion company valuation hai, usme 3% ESOP pool le tu, to $3 billion ka to ESOP pool hai, jisme exercise har saal kuch na kuch hote ja raha hai. All it's a great thing. I'm to amazed with these numbers. All I'm saying is, isn't the factor here compounding and longevity? Because most of these guys, I'm assuming Sandeep would be 20 years veterans in HDFC who would have got stock and would have just played the long game and waited for the company to go from 10 billion to 100 billion over the last 10 years. Is that a fair?
I think that is fair. The other thing, especially if you look at HDFC, na, there is a wide distribution of the number of people who have ESOPs, right?
Actually, HDFC by itself is a fantastic case study, right? I think, and maybe there is, see, how did HDFC start? It was created by HDFC Limited as a sister entity. And HDFC Limited had a history of employee ownership.
Yeah.
Right? Of equity. That was one. Secondly, Aditya Puri, when he started, he got these people from Citibank.
Yeah.
Right? And initially, their challenge was ki yaar, capital kam hai, so we have to be efficient. We can't spend cash. So we'll get people with ESOPs. So initially, to attract this mid-senior talent, they had to do it. Later on, this became a very strong retention tool for them when the company became large. Right? So it's almost like flipped the use of ESOPs over a period of time. At one time, it was the way to attract talent. After a point, it was a way to retain talent.
Right? Yeah. You mean that not only they were giving ESOPs for acquiring talent, but also let's say they would have vested in 4 or 5 years and then they continued to give them newer ESOPs to retain.
Yeah. And in fact, you know, there is this, I'll skip to this one interesting thing. There's this gentleman called Gurmeet Chadda. He tweeted about this part, right? Ki yaar, main 2006 mein HDFC, mera kitna loss ho gaya. So he believes that he, opportunity cost uske liye 15 crore tha when he left HDFC. And to be honest, he actually put this letter on social media. Dekho, ye main ESOP grant letter chhod ke aaya tha wahan pe. Right? It's a beautiful case study of how in a late stage, by 2006, HDFC was like, very large company, already well known, etc. Right? Tab usne choda, usko opportunity cost 15 crore laga. And he's saying that since then, I've been buying 10 HDFC bank shares every month, right? To make up for this thing. So HDFC by itself has been like absolutely fascinating. I think, matlab, mere liye to ye, when we were doing research for Asymmetric, this was like a eye opener, honestly.
No, this is fabulous. If you go back to that list that you were showing, all the financial services firms, for me at least, if I see the top five, all of them seem to be a function of large market cap and longevity. So again, I'm not saying that they are not democratic. I take all your points. That I think me and Chirag started our careers together at Yes Bank, and I still remember it was fifth year of Yes Bank or something like that, Chirag. So we still used to get ESOPs, right? I mean, I think you were there for 4 or 5 years, so you did get the benefit of the upside.
In fact,
I left.
In fact, I took the lower salary, you know, when I was joining in 2009 to take higher ESOPs.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, you did? 2009, man.
Yeah, both of us joined in 2009. So, 55 rupees a share we had got, tabhi, before the split. Like, from what I understand, the biggest wealth creators in the Yes Bank story also were people who joined, not only who joined early, but let's say people who joined in the 5th year or 8th year or 10th year. Hmm. Like, as I said, we joined in the 5th year. Stock price went from 50 to 2000. So, there is enough growth for people who joined in the 5th year or 8th year or 10th year also, as long as you know that you have to still wait for 5 to 10 years to really see that compounding magic create disproportionate wealth.
Yeah, but Ismay Revant, one thing, you know, I think maybe there's a learning for literally founders like me, is that how do you sell the ESOP story, like, or the ESOP dream to people, right? Because, see, look, I think there are times, and we'll talk about this in just a bit, in terms of people feel disillusioned, people feel that kuch cash nahi ban raha, dusre log, mere friends are making more. Chirag is saying he actually took lesser cash, right, coming into the company. So, what was Yes Bank doing that...
They had success stories. See, A1, it was listed. B, when we went in, already, see, kya hota hai? Hum MBA 2009 batch the, right? So, there were a couple of seniors there. So, you would ask them, and seniors would be like, bhai, last year, 20 rupees ka tha, 50 rupees ka already ho gaya. 2.5x. So, I think the narratives always stay.
Yeah, and I think it was... You would recommend this, that, you know, please negotiate for more ESOPs. Don't go for like a couple of lakhs of more salary.
And that culture stays up. And I think it's a function of you giving liquidity. Like this happens, by the way, at my firm now, where we give the same optionality. You can switch. I'm sure people reach out to others and ask ki kya lag raha hai. Now, as long as the narrative is, we have never advertised our ESOP buybacks, but because we have done it, I know what is the narrative that's going to go up. So you have to first set the culture that this is real cash that you have to do with buybacks, in my opinion. Yeah. Once you do it and people have tasted that this is real, then that culture will compound. And therefore, I actually think buybacks being done once in 3 years when a funding happens is actually still not as powerful as you maybe doing a smaller buyback, but doing it from the balance sheet or just making sure that there is a periodicity to it. I mean, there is a second order effect. Me and Chirag discussed that maybe it becomes like expectation only. But I think it's okay. It's still, because if you're not liquid, if you're not public as a company, people will always feel like, yaar, ye paper hai, kab aayega, kab aayega. If you keep doing a periodic buyback, then it will become part of culture. And I think we are all impatient, yaar, Sandeep, in my view. Like if I go back three years back when we did the first buyback, I don't think there was so much excitement about ESOP.
Yeah.
2 years back when we did the second one, there was a little bit more. Now when we've done the third one, I don't need to sell the story. So I would actually flip the argument and say, if you need to sell the story, then I would rather have actions speak than words. So you should not need to sell the story.
No, I think there are two, three things here, right? One is that, let's say, you know, at Deserve, for example, we have two sets of people. One is people who come from financial services, especially from like the previous employer where I was at 361, where a lot of us created ESOP wealth, right? And secondly, we have a decent chunk of folks from who are ex-UC, urban company, right? And they've also seen this. So for them, it's very easy and very attractive. Like they get it. The one reason you are in this ecosystem, in this company is because you want ESOP in there. So I think this will help. And I think this is easily doable, right? Like where, and we are now seeing that happen. Like if you see this chart, every year, some bit or the other, barring 2020, where this was off year, COVID, etc. Throughout, like couple of thousand crores buybacks are happening in the ecosystem. So I think this has become the norm, and I think this will cause a ripple impact. People will come and ask for more ESOPs.
Revant is saying that once you start to do, let's say he's in the third year, I'm also in the third year. ESOPs continue to become a scarce commodity then. Let's say, you know, when you had joined, you could negotiate for a much larger one, but as companies scale and then they start to become liquid, people don't realize that it starts to become company can now afford to give cash, right? So people who actually now are demanding, only those people are only getting, and it starts to continue to become like a lesser available commodity, which was earlier day one, like you were saying that in HDFC, they would want to optimize for capital and give. But it flips at certain point, right? So then, you know, it becomes a little bit low. They come back and say, okay, we need more. But most people, you know, end up realizing that we missed the bus again.
But my only question, Revan, to you is like, I agree with you. There should be an ability to buy back from the balance sheet itself. But one would, like, I think a board or a CEO would think about it from the standpoint of dividend, right? How many startups actually create profits enough to say, I'll buy back? It's the easiest thing for a public company to do. Let's say if you're HDFC or Apple or whatever, because I'll buy back shares from either ESOPs or from public markets, and, you know, number of outstanding shares comes down, share price goes up, everyone's happy, right? But how many startups actually create the kind of cash to be able to buy back meaningfully? I think journey abhi chalu ho raha hai, where we are now generating profits. Hopefully now that buyback, because otherwise, for us, at least for us, for example, at BSC, it was always linked to an external round, because otherwise we'd never had the ability to buy back or the cash to buy back.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree, Chantanu. Maybe, again, people chastise me enough for having extreme views. But I'm just saying that if, to Sandeep's point, it will always remain a, myriad, ki yaar, ye value hai ki nahi. Unless there is consistent liquidity being generated. Without that, it's always going to be question mark from... So in fact, 100%. If you suddenly go back to that chart that you were showing, which was the this, I actually see this as a problem. Look at the peaks and troughs. It's all liquidity driven.
Yeah.
2021, mein, when there was crazy liquidity post ZERP, and then 2022-23 when everyone went IPO, or 18, like, this is all liquidity driven. My view is these numbers happen when there is massive liquidity chasing startups. Otherwise, they don't happen. And this is exactly why then employees may end up having a little bit of grouse ki yaar hum 5 saal ho gaye and, you know, we need, when will we get liquidity to this? So if it's too far away, and I'm sure, right? People, even if once in 5 years you get it, it's a good thing. I know founders are trying hard. Like Shantanu, to your point, ki yaar, main agar paisa hi nahi bana raha, toh kaise do karke? But I actually like what Chirag has figured out, right? Like he will figure out some investor of his who wants to own more and he'll say, aap khareed lo. So how do you build a culture of consistency around this is something that is on the founder, if you are, or the CEO, say, Sandeep. Like that's my limited point.
Yeah, no, I agree. See, I think, there are, it's a good problem to have if you have more cash and you can continue doing these buybacks. If you can't do that, then to yaar, we have to explain it better to folks, right? In an ideal world, yes, I can do annual buybacks and people feel like this is almost equivalent to cash. But in the world where that is not necessarily an option, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to this podcast don't have that luxury, right?
Sandeep, as a CEO, I think of it as a capital allocation problem. So if I have to burn $10 million this year, I have to burn $5 million on marketing, $4 million on technology, and $1 million on people. In the end, this is people cost, right? Like, ESOP cost is people cost. Push comes to shove. When we look at a yearly AOP, na, if you just say, ye paisa chahiye mujhe buyback ke liye, you will force yourself to figure out. It's like when you are forced to think about, ki yaar, itna hi paisa account mein, toh isme business figure out karo. Vaisa, can you put a constraint? Is what I'm just asking to consider. I'm not saying everybody can do it. I'm just saying that it's a frame of, it's just framing the problem differently, if I can put it that way.
Revan, mera dusri side ka point hai ki, let's say you're joining, like Sandeep is saying, there are a lot of UC guys who have seen success. Abhi agar 2 saal huye, 3 saal huye, or whatever, let's say 60-70% is vested, bechna kyun hai? Let's say, I know that some people will have need, okay, you know, but if you're only selling, you know, an asset just because you want to diversify or you want to park it in some other asset, this is probably the best IRR you're going to get.
Okay.
Right, so bechna kyun? Right, I had the same question, when we were discussing ki yaar, I did the maths and said ki yaar, ESOP zyada hone chahiye when I was joining Yes Bank.
Yeah.
Right? So, bechna hi kyun hai? Is it just like, are people operating just from fear? Ki yaar, mere paas illiquid hai, kuch dal deta hun. Kyunki, you know, when we compare and do the IRR maths, it comes out like ki ye to no brainer hai yaar.
I think, Chirag, if somebody has seen very closely or has experienced ESOP wealth creation, na, to wo bechta nahi hai.
Yeah.
That's like your own experience decides what how you will act in different situations. N is equal to 1 in that context. Your worldview is shaped by.
Then it's very incremental learning. That all the mistakes I will do, all the things I will do, then I will
learn. But वैसे ही होता है यार. मतलब
पैसों के मामले में होता है. I agree with Sandeep. पैसों के मामलों में तो people are a little
like we did की trading भी हम खुद करेंगे. फिर हमें लगा नहीं trading में हम तो नहीं बना सकते पैसे.
फिर हम बोलते हैं Sandeep को पैसा दे दो. Sandeep manage करेगा.
So नहीं, in fact, actually, you know, because either people have made money themselves. Or, you know, when wealth management, we are in a fortunate situation, hum to unko serve karte hain jinhone ESOP ke paisa banaya. So, in Deserve's case, we are seeing a lot of team members seeing that there are clients who have made money via ESOPs. So, wo to bech nahi rahe, right? But actually, we did this analysis, right? Ki agar, for some reason, these two people are called Smith and Keshav, right? So, unko dono ka 10 lakh ka starting package hai. Ek ne kaha ki, yaar, mereko 10 lakh, I want to get in cash. And one guy says that, I'll do 10 broken down into 6 lakhs cash and 4 lakhs ESOPs. And thereafter also, I'll take 20% of my annual salary in ESOPs or annual take home in ESOPs, right? The outcomes are so vastly different, right? One guy ends up with 100 rupees of capital at the end of this period, 1 crore at the end of 9 years. And the other guy ends up with 370 rupees, right? So, Chirag, your point is valid. Here, this is the highest compounding asset, right?
And Sandeep, the interesting part is, jisne 100 banaya na, wo 100 kharch bhi diya.
Haan.
To iske preserve bhi ho gaye.
Haan, because ESOP is a forced saving also of sorts, right? Matlab, abhi agar Revant,
PPF, you save it for 15 years and then you get it, right? So, same thing hai.
See, ek to kya hota hai ki, investment pe, matlab, cash pe aapko tax, as a, even if, wo abhi tax hai, perquisites, but the fact is that wo delay ho raha hai na. Like, correct. At that point of time, you are not paying that much cash outgo to the government. वो डीले हो रहा है वो भी कंपाउंड हो रहा है एट 25%. सो देयर इज अ टू थिंग्स, वन इज 12 वर्सेस 25 एंड ऑल्सो द डिलेड इम्पैक्ट ऑफ दैट टैक्स विच इज ऑल्सो कंपाउंडिंग, राइट? तो दिस गैप इज इनसेन. इनफैक्ट ये जो पीरियड आता है बीच में जब आपका वेल्थ कैश वेल्थ, बिकॉज एवरीवन टॉक्स अबाउट कैश वेल्थ, वो ESOP को तो पेपर वेल्थ है, वो तो होगा जब होगा, बट डेल्टा होता है उसको हमने जोन ऑफ फ्रस्ट्रेशन बोला, राइट? मतलब दिस इज द टाइम व्हेन योर फ्रेंड हु स्टार्टेड in the, like Chirag's friend who took cash
And Chirag took ESOP plus cash. You know,
yeah, his BMW is looking very. I'm like, ki bhai, uski BMW aage, meri to kuch nahi hua agar ki abhi tak.
Yeah, but इसमें संदीप बस मतलब इसमें मतलब एक्सपेक्टेड वैल्यू कैलकुलेट करें ESOP का इशू यही है ना द रिस्क इज वेरी हाई इवन द वन आर्ग्यूमेंट इज दैट व्हाई वुड यू इन्वेस्ट इन एचडीएफसी एंड आईटीसी एंड ऑल ऑफ दिस प्लेसेस वेयर यू डोंट कंट्रोल द आउटकम्स एट ऑल यू माइट वेल इन्वेस्ट इन अ कंपनी वेयर यू कंट्रोल द एस्पेशियली इफ यू आर इन द सीनियर रंग ऑफ द कंपनी यू हैव एक्सेस टू इनसाइड इन्फॉर्मेशन प्लान एटसेट्रा बट वो इवन इफ यू अकाउंट फॉर दैट देयर इज स्टिल अ रिस्क प्रोफाइल ऑफ ESOPs दैट इज वेरी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम लेट्स से द निफ्टी इंडेक्स फंड और व्हाटएवर राइट सो one is just I think Smith or Keshav whoever is kind of the victim of the zone of frustration is probably has a higher risk profile versus someone else but I think that's the only thing
no absolutely and you know I think we should not glamorize this beyond a point because you know you have cases like I mean we have had Byju's and like some good company like Dunzo tried like for whatever reason didn't work out people who had ESOP well there got evaporated and then a couple of other companies. So I think that is there. I think that's the judgment call, right, at the end of it. Because this judgment creates the maximum delta for most people. Yeah, and actually, you know, this part, when we interview candidates and so on, somebody says, yeah, I've got 50 lakhs worth of ESOPs. And then I ask them, yeah, 50 lakhs, what is 50 lakhs? Is it in the money component? Is this the fair market value multiplied by the number of units, etc.? And people say, okay, wait, let me go back to that grant later. राइट एक्चुअली दिस नुआंस और ये तो बेसिक है वो नहीं समझ में आता एंड यू नो दिस इज वेयर देयर इज अ ह्यूज गैप इन अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ ESOPs राइट तो इनफैक्ट हमने जो किया 800 लोगों से बात करी उसमें से पीपल हुआ 1 crore और मोर 60% आर सेइंग आई एम नॉट फीलिंग कॉन्फिडेंट अबाउट यू नो माई ESOP सिचुएशन आई डोंट नो एग्जैक्टली
वाओ
कि मेरे पास
people who have more than 1 crore worth of ESOP 60% are saying
like,
that
I'm not feeling very confident about the kind of what okay if I ask somebody ki yaar mereko apna vesting schedule bata ya strike price kya hai FMV kya hai post vesting exercise period kya hai wo nahi pata right because see this is even today for large part seen like paper wealth aayega to aayega it's optionality on top of salary
उनको आप कभी भी पूछो ना कि आपके पास कितने ESOPs है they will not have a broad idea ki itna hai 300 400 ho gaya 3000 whatever they will not know the number usme se kitna best hua hai they don't know last round ka price kitna hai they don't know and so I used to earlier feel ki are you guys like what is the point of this whole thing if you are not aware of it then how will you kind of why will it be a north star to creating wealth and so on But I have realized over a period of time, there is also an element of deep trust. Ki ek baar wo ganit kar lete, because most people are avoidant when it comes to thinking about money. Especially if the information they are going to get is against their life purpose and all that, right? Especially these kind of people are thoda sa mission-driven people. So, wo sochte ki yaar, main founder pe trust karta hun ki nahi. Karta hun na, toh theek hai, ganit wohi kar lega. And I think Chirag, you may have experienced this at some level at BSc or whatever, even after you have left. But I have realized then it comes, the onus is on the founder always because it's a good situation to have where you have people who trust because you need to keep sharing with them, not because they don't understand it or because there is lack of transparency or because it's not important, but because they just feel ki when the day comes, then we are all going to be in it. Tab tak mereko sochna nahi hai iske bare mein. So it becomes like people also feel ki yaar, mission-oriented people also feel like they are kya bolte usko? They are demeaning the mission if they kind of come converted into a currency of rupees. I've seen that happen also with a lot of like very mission oriented people. They take it as a kya, aap to seedha, like why would you equate my life's work to some a benign ESOP thing? So it's a combination of a lot of human behavior that I've realized over a period of time.
Or gross Shantanu, don't you think your ability to get only like it's impossible that. Like mere yahan pe to I know there are some mission oriented people but yeah within 250 people now I'm pretty sure 80% would be theek hai yaar job kar rahe hain karke right so
correct because that they belong to Chirag about Chirag said ki after a point na ESOP becomes scarce so jo hamare grants hote the 4 5 6 saal pehle abhi hote nahi abhi now
I know but let's say we have a broad based the way to solve it is very simple you have a portal the portal shows everything. In fact, we send a quarterly payslip because our vesting is quarterly. Payslip aata
hai. Absolutely.
Information is accessible, but uska understanding nahi hai. That's the limited point I'm making. This is not a like, it's not very intuitive, right? Ki yaar, acha, resign karne ke baad kya hoga? Notice period mein vesting hoga nahi hoga? Can I retain? Like, I mean, most of the tech startup ecosystem mein ye hota hai ki after vesting, you can carry forward the ESOPs even if you don't stay with the company. That's not very common with public market companies, right?
Public mein kya hota hai? Same old?
Yeah.
You have to buy it, no?
You have to exercise stroke sell prior to your exit or within a certain period after your exit, which is typically between 60 to 90 days or something like that.
And the strike price mostly...
So you have to give the exercise price equivalent.
You have to give the exercise price equivalent, plus you have to pay the perquisite tax. Then the stock comes to your DP and then you can sell it.
Tell me this, my understanding is that most public companies, except for the rare ones, which are now tech, the internet first companies like an Eternal or a Swiggy, which I understand are still allocating at face value strike price. Most public market companies allocate at fair market value or average of last quarter and stuff like that.
Haan, matlab, usme, maybe there is some discount, 30%, 50% in some cases, but very close to fair market. Like the 10 rupee or the face value exercise price is not common at all.
I'll tell you a input from just last week, board meeting. First slide I was showing MIS, adjusted EBITDA. The ask was, VSS has said, there is nothing called adjusted EBITDA. Please show real EBITDA. I'm like, theek hai, the biggest cost is ESOP cost.
Correct.
And so I'm now changing the internal reporting also. We have a monthly internal management review. And boss, I just realized it's so powerful because I kept hearing Shantanu saying this for the last 3 to 4 months, you know, bar. I think last episode, maybe Shantanu ne bola ki, kisi ka CM2 target hai, kisi ka EBITDA target hai. And jiska EBITDA target hai, wo people add nahi karega. Wo bolega, nahi, nahi, intern se kaam kara lo. Whereas jiska CM2 target hai, wo rahe, mere ko aadmi chahiye karke. Right?
Yeah.
I am just realizing that such an eye-opener for everyone to see how big that cost is.
Yeah.
And we see it regularly because at least audit we sign, right? End of the year. People don't see, but if you apportion it, it's right now for us 3% of revenue and it just inflates your employee cost. Like, I remember Chirag asking me beginning of the year, what is your yearly employee cost? And I was like, bahut badhiya, you know, it's only 1% and we are doing a great job. It's not Chirag, sorry, I forgot, it's 1%, because you have to add the ESOP cost, no?
Yeah.
And it's
the reason why it doesn't
cost.
Feel a lot. No, but the reason it doesn't feel like a lot is there's not cash outflow.
Yeah.
That's
why, many people have a higher.
Higher. Actually, is what you
it's
show.
It's a liability.
It's a... So, ye jaise, abhi if you look at, you know, we put together this slide, that it's not free, right? Because one view of the world is, yaar, ye to kisko farak nahi padha, yaar, company ke treasury mein farak nahi padha, toh what is the problem, right? But every time you're issuing ESOPs below fair market value, first of all, that much lesser cash is hitting the bank of the company.
Yes.
P&L impact, though, Revand is fine. But like, even from a treasury perspective, one way to say it is that, look, I issued...
Yeah, Sandeep, you have to very plainly explain this. People don't get
this. What an excellent point this is. You have to double click on this a little bit.
So let's say a company is started today at seed, say valued at 100 crores. I'm making it easy. And let's say on day one, I issue 5% of the company as ESOPs, right? And let's say it's issued to a certain set of people who are in the company at that point of time. Now, what does that mean? That means that I have raised 5 crore less cash in the company at that point of time, right? Now, as a startup, as a loss-making company, there's a lot you can do with 5 crores, right? You're not getting this money in the company because you're issuing ESOPs for a company valued at 100 crores at a zero value, right? So that is the capital cost of ESOPs, right? P&L toh theek hai. P&L is like, at that stage, I'm not going to explain the Black and Scholes model and how option pricing is done to arrive at the P&L hit, etc. But at the very least, ye 5 crore kam aaya company, right? This, I think everyone needs to internalize. And there's a reason why the founder is getting this 5 crores less in the company. Because the value of that human capital that you get because of that 5 crores is much, much more than that, hopefully. Right? So that's the first point. The second point is, now,
the other shareholders have got diluted to the extent of this 5% issuance, right? They own lesser of the company now. Earlier, before the issuance, let's say they were owning 100% of the company. Now they are owning 95% of the company. So they have lesser stake in the future of the company, right? And naturally, therefore, every ESOP issuance is a matter which has to be taken to the major shareholders of the company, right? It has to be approved. In a listed company, the ESOP policy has to be approved by the public shareholders also, right? Why is this happening? Because there is that is hitting their economic interest in the company. So I think this part, you know, given that most of us don't understand our own ESOP holding, in the sense that if I have a ESOP owner as an employee, this part is not appreciated at all. The fact that it is a cost to the company. And I think maybe even explaining this at the point of giving ESOPs might be helpful, I feel.
That's such a valuable point, because this is so well said, right? Because every time someone, we're having a discussion on ESOPs, and it's very strange sometimes. So there are sometimes people who follow a lot of influencers, who probably watch this podcast, look at Smith and Keshav's examples of Semiranga. See that they go from 10 lakh salary to financial independence very quickly at the age of 24, 25, because they feel ESOPs is like, look at the words we are all using, right? Wealth generation, generational wealth, you know, you'll show a big 25% compounding. It's everyone knows the words, but no one understands it. Someone is actually paying for this. Like the fact that you are going to get 1 crore of salary means someone is literally making a 1 crore transfer. So that's what people say, right? When you're going to make a transfer of 1 crore, the real way to make it sync is to make it happen through an HDFC bank account or through a bank account. The realest way to make it sync is to do it through cash. Like physical paper cash is when you realize how much 1 crore rupees actually is, right? But people don't realize it. And I think one mental model that maybe Sandeep could talk about is, and Revanth and I have discussed this multiple times, is any employee's net holding is share price into number of shares, okay? And number of shares is where dilutive impact starts happening, where people start optimizing for, ki mera share price to theek hai, in the ether somewhere, number of shares mein ko jada chahiye. While the actual fundamental incentive model is to say, boss, number of shares should be considered constant or will grow at Hindu rate of growth. Share price is where the compounding needs to happen. Where as a founder or CEO, I can also go to the board and say, boss, agar mera 100 se 200 rupay ka to, aap 180 tak ka le lo, 20 rupay let me take back to the employees. That discussion is very easy for a founder to have with their board. The share price elevation may share a little bit. As opposed to saying number of shares, itna usme se share, because that always feels like, you know, dole out without a return attached to it. So that entire mental model is super critical for employees also to understand.
Yeah, and I think isme, the other point is also the stage of the company at which you're coming in. The IRR from there on can look very different also, right? The amount of money people can make can be very different. The fact we are told in wealth management that you can't eat IRR. Like you can't take IRR home. You can take cash home, right? if you start
IRR on the table, you can't take it off.
It's only a number on a MIS, right? So usme ye hota hai ki agar, let's say at startup stage, already stage, somebody got 20 lakhs worth of ESOPs, usko multi-bagger return aagaya 20x, because the IRR was high, the company grew very rapidly from there, right? But there are people who can get 2 crores, make just 5x, and make significantly more wealth, right? At a later stage of company. And, you know, we discussed it on the WhatsApp chat. I'll tee up those numbers also in just a bit, that how much wealth can be created in the later stage of company also. Like, actually, I would say that the amount, quantum of wealth created in later stage is much more than the quantum of wealth created in the early stage, right? So, missionaries, mercenaries ho jata hai. In the early stage, you have missionaries coming. In the later stage, it is okay to have people coming in for creating wealth, right?
Yeah.
I think the slight nuance here is, Sandeep, I think the missionaries also make, but what happens is the mental model for them has to change. I really liked what Shantanu said. I think it's well articulated that the multiplication then has to happen on the share price. So imagine the startup, one example that you're using here, right? The lady who went from 20 lakhs to 4 crores. Let's say that is not the end stage. Going back to your first example of HDFC, the stock has 10x'd in the last 20 years. Aap ye socho, ye 4x, ye jo 4 crore hai, agar ye 3x hoga yahan se, toh 12 crore ho jayega wo. I think the problem I see is people don't, everyone knows that compounding is the eighth wonder in the world. Nobody wants to
factor in the time period that is required for compounding. वो एक wonder in the world में time चाहिए ना.
Yeah.
आप अगर 3 साल और रुक जाओ, ये 4 crore 3x हो जाएगा, वो लोग भूल जाते हैं. And I know you have a chart on vesting period and all. I actually believe that somewhere we have gone horribly wrong in setting expectations as to how long it takes to 20x, 30x or 40x the share price. If you have, let's say X, let's put a crore number, it sounds nice, right? If you have X crore worth of stock options today, if we multiply the company 3x from here, you will make 3x crores, right? Going back to Shantanu's example, at some point of time, it becomes the fiduciary responsibility to multiply the share price and not get more shares. But people don't see it that way because somewhere, and maybe you can queue up that chart where this was, I think PJ had sent this chart out, right? That what is good, bad and ugly in terms of ESOP. I actually completely disagree with this chart because I think all of this, see, we are inspired by Silicon Valley. Our VC funds said we will be a 8+2, 10-year fund, and that has gone horribly wrong because we are a 15-year fund cycle market. Every VC fund has taken 15 years to return capital. Why? Because we say 10 saal lagte company banne ke liye. Like, this is the thing I have heard for the last 16 years I have been in this industry. 10 saal lagti hai company banne ke liye. To mera ek bahut objective question hai. Agar 10 saal lagte hai company banne ke liye, to founder vesting 4 saal kyun hai? And by the way, I've asked this to VCs. And ESOP vesting 4 saal kyun hai?
Frankly feel that you know, I think it is whenever someone tries to negotiate vesting period with me na, I've always told people that if there is liquidity event, we will if you are in the company and there's a liquidity event, we will accelerate vest all stock if the company gets sold, right? So now if you're in the company, there's no problem. Now why would you want to negotiate a vesting period, whether it's 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? I don't understand this. I never understood why vesting period should be a negotiation point.
Let me just explain it from a team members or employees perspective, right? Imagine, like, for whatever reason, let's say your vesting period is 6 years, and the third year you feel that this is not the place I want to spend the better part of my working career, right? Now what plays in the mind, right? What plays in the mind is I have 3 more years of vesting. Should I just stay on here? And because the opportunity cost for me to leave is very high at that point of time, right? And now you have team members then in the system who are not aligned with the mission. So what would you, like, as a founder, like, and this is more for debate rather than like me, it's a dilemma rather. Here, as a founder, what do? If you have it too long, you'll have a situation where a lot of people in the company may not be people you want to have in the company, and you will find out late.
If you like, isn't someone coasting along for vesting like easy to like figure out?
Yeah,
coasting is the first red flag.
It's a term, na? Shantanu, there's a Bangalore term for this, rest and west. It is an actual term.
Therefore, thinking aloud, should we have like a different ESOP policy at different stage of the or seniority of the team member?
100%. Sandeep, have you heard that one saying? Everyone's liberal until the bill comes. So this is great. This is great until adjusted EBITDA doesn't stop hurting you and so on, right? I just feel like now, I used to be very proud of the fact that 10% of our company's ESOP. ESOP pool is undiluted. We always keep adding every time it gets diluted. And strike price is only 10 rupees. And, you know, vesting is infinite. We have an infinite hold period, by the way. We're also very good narrative builders, na? We are proud. We are very proud that our alumni are proud shareholders of the company. But frankly, I feel like at some point, that strike price of 10 rupees for someone who's joining at the 8th year of the journey is actually free money. If today's share price is 25,000 rupees, someone has taken 10 rupees from 25,000 to 25,000, and you are joining today for the 25,000 to 75,000 journey, why would you strike the price for him also at 10 rupees? It makes no sense. Frankly, it really doesn't make sense to have a 10 rupees strike price. You can say 30% discount to the value of at which you joined or 50%, but at least people should then, some of these things I have started questioning my own philosophy. Like, you're right, there's an open to debate thing. And maybe it's a journey of the founder also. At some point, you have to start realizing that even alumni, now, for example, there is someone who left the company in 2018. I can't force them to sell vested ESOPs.
Hey, in the end, your fiduciary responsibility is to the shareholders of the company, right? So you need to, it's good to be employee friendly, but in the end, this is a balance that needs to be maintained. And it's not about, see, if you are a Lala owning 100% of your company and said, okay, I'll only have ESOP for valuation, that's great. But at some point of time, and that's why once it starts going towards public, like there was a massive pushback on Eternals ESOP new grant. And most mutual fund guys voted against it. Saying, boss, ye ki kya kar rahe ho karke tum. But the good part was, I think there were enough private shareholders at that point of time who said, ki nahi yaar, you know, we'll vote for this. And but now, as it's become majority, I think DII owned, if correct me if I'm wrong, Sandeep, I think Dipinder plus DII is now majority ownership. So getting a approval now for a 10 rupees strike price would be very hard. So I think Dipinder smartly got a larger pool created then, so that chalo, at least agle 4-5 saal nikal jayenge karke. But increasingly, shareholders are very, very clear that, yaar, we've invested money in this business to see IRRs and share price go up. And as you said, like, there has to be a balance between enthusiasm by the CEO to say, I will share wealth, versus enthusiasm to also increase share price. And going back to your example, right, ki, that balance maintaining, ke liye, you need to have very clearly defined objective frameworks.
What I'm taking away is that, yeah, at every stage of company, and even at every stage at seniority levels, ESOP policies may need to change.
Yeah.
I think what is relevant for X is not relevant for Y. And the narrative building, like you said, wo ho jata hai, yaar, ki matlab, everyone swims with the tide, ki yaar, this is the best way of doing it. And I think there are enough challenges around that. Yeah, in fact,
Sandeep mentioned a word, financial independence. India, mein, what do you think financial independence, kitne amount ho jati hai? 60 lakh rupees a year. Sandeep will get you 10% easily. मतलब ESOP 2 मिलियन के भी बेचोगे 15 करोड़ के भी बेचोगे टैक्स रेट काट के 10 करोड़ आएगा 10 लाख रुपए महीना आता है यार बट आई थिंक यू नो द एक्सपेक्टेशन एटलीस्ट व्हाट आई हियर इज 50 करोड़ 70 करोड़ आई डोंट नो बट दैट्स नॉट फाइनेंशियल इंडिपेंडेंस मे बी शांतनु यू शुड गिव अ न्यू वर्ड टू दैट इट्स नॉट इंडिपेंडेंस
इट्स आई थिंक
अंकल स्क्रूज वाला ड्रूलिंग इनटू द डॉलर्स
आई थिंक क्या हो गया ना अभी आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हैव दिस व्यू वर्ल्ड व्यू दैट दैट सी I also feel the world is very...
Chandru, correct me if I am wrong. Ki India mein, living a good life at 10 lakh rupees a month is not a good life.
Yeah, but I'll push back. Yeah. See, the point is that making money is a good thing wala fund hai. Ki the more people are ambitious, I think it's a fantastic thing. Right? Ab wo nahi satisfy ho raha hai. And if he's a super talented person... And it's super critical for the business, then we have to make it work, right? Like
totally agree, Sandeep, but then it has to be linked to share price, what you're saying.
Huh?
What? Then it can't be ki mujhe 200 crore banane hai, aap dekh lo kaise.
Like if somebody says ki, Sandeep, I will do everything and I have the capability, mujhe 100 crore rupaya banana hai. Like it's a great thing, right? Like what's wrong with it?
Totally with you.
Yeah. Hey, Sandeep, no, I think the limited point, the limited point he's making is it can't happen that way. If you put a, just take the number that you said, right? 100 crore. I think you should, if for that number, what Chirag, maybe you should correct me if I'm going wrong, Chirag, his ask is, then you should have a plan as to ye 100 kaise banega. Like, let's take product or engineering as an example, right? Ki achha 5-year roadmap bata do Sandeep as CEO. Now, I will come and give you a product roadmap that will make this vision happen and I will deliver these metrics, etc., etc. If I don't deliver these metrics, we will not become a valuable company, then I will not get the ESOP. That is a very fair conversation.
If that plan comes, no CEO can refuse.
आप थोड़ी बना करोगे सदी आप बोलोगे
नहीं
जाएगा पैसा चाहते
हो कि कोई आके बोल दे ये
नहीं यार सो एक रेफरेंस पॉइंट बना दे मोस्ट ऑफ अस लाइक अनफॉर्चूनेटली आर नॉट बिल्डिंग ओपन एआई राइट सो देयर इज सम पब्लिक बिजनेस मॉडल व्हिच इज बेंचमार्किंग टू एंड सेइंग दैट कि यार अगर ये कंपनी ये मल्टीपल्स पे ट्रेड करता है तो अगर हम वहां पहुंचेंगे तो वी विल ऑल्सो ट्रेड एट दैट मल्टीपल सो वर्किंग बैकवर्ड्स इट्स वेरी पॉसिबल फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ कंपनीज टू फिगर आउट यार ये मेरा आगे मेरे को 1 billion का मार्केट कैप पे जाना है तो दिस इज व्हाट आई हैव टू डिलीवर दीज आर द टू मेट्रिक्स लाइक ईदर टॉप लाइन रेवेन्यू एंड ऑपरेटिंग मार्जिन लाइक समथिंग लाइक दैट विल बी ईजी टू डू राइट नाउ व्हाट आई एम सीइंग इज दैट सम रियली स्मार्ट फोक्स आर कमिंग विद दोज नंबर्स कि यार तो अगर हम इतना प्रॉफिट करेंगे विद दिस मार्जिन प्रोफाइल तो हमको ये मल्टीपल मिलेगा And therefore, we will be valued at this. Now, let's work towards that, right? And I think that's... And if somebody comes with that, like they identify the problem, they say, ki, yeah. I will handle this part of the problem. मुझे इतना पैसा बनाना है वर्किंग बैकवर्ड्स एट डिफरेंट स्टेजेस ऑफ कंपनी आई वांट टू गेट दिस मच इक्विटी आई थिंक दैट्स अ ब्रिलियंट कॉन्वर्सेशन
या इफ यू गेट द प्लान एंड द क्लैरिटी इट्स अ वेरी
हार्ड थिंग टू डू नो बट इट्स वेरी हार्ड टू डू बिकॉज़ द रोल ऑफ द फाउंडर देन बिकम्स टू मेक श्योर दैट ऑल द एक्सपेक्टेशंस आर म्यूचुअली एक्सक्लूसिव बिकॉज इन माई वर्ल्ड व्यू फॉर एग्जाम्पल रेवंत आपके वर्ल्ड व्यू में आपको लिटिल जॉयस का आदमी आके बोलेगा कि मैं इतना प्रॉफिट करूंगा तो मेरे को इस मल्टीपल पे इतना चाहिए और आपका ऑफलाइन सेल्स वाला आके बोलेगा नाउ देयर इज अ ओवरलैप देयर ना ऑफलाइन सेल्स एंड लिटिल जॉयस का देयर इज अ ओवरलैप वेयर यू हैव टू गिव बोथ सो यू आवर जॉब इज टू मेक श्योर दैट ऑल एक्सपेक्टेड एंड फ्रैंकली इट्स अ ग्रेट बार टू हैव इफ वी कैन मेक ऑल दीज एक्सपेक्टेशन म्यूचुअली एक्सक्लूसिव एंड वी कंसिस्टेंट विद इट देन आई थिंक इट्स एन आउटस्टैंडिंग बार फॉर अस टू बीट बट इट्स रियली रियली हार्ड टू डू दैट
बट आई विल टेल यू व्हाट शांतनु It's okay in my experience. It's okay to not be mutually exclusive because yeah. I don't think any team wins alone. Like what I am at least pushing in my org is, guys, we'll either win together or we'll lose together. So I am actually okay if they are not mutually exclusive. But as long as they understand that the path that they are charting needs four other people, right? And if they are able to identify that मेरे को इन चार लोगों की बहुत help लगेगी to get this number done, so that my expectation is met. They will go and collaborate and figure it out and at least together, see, that is the common, that is the beauty of ESOP, right?
Yeah.
I would rather tell everybody ki bhai, agar ye number hoga na, to sab bahut paisa kamayenge karke. Ab, agar aap saath mein figure out kar sakte ho, to it's a good objective to keep. It's okay. I know that the cost to the company is higher, but yeah, tell me this, you know, in the startup industry where probabilities of success at every stage are so minuscule, how many companies are getting to a, like, Sandeep put that number out. Let's take 10,000 crore market cap as an outcome. Yeah, in the last 15 years, kitni companies bani hai? So I would rather take the probability of that going higher, even if it costs the company a little bit more by giving shared, non-mutually.
No, no, fully agree. मैं तो अलग ही like I am in a zone where I have started I get disappointed when the leadership team doesn't get upset about ESOP pool creation. मैं तो यही बोलता हूँ लोगों को कि तुमको गुस्सा क्यों नहीं होता यार कि अपन कि तुम डाइल्यूट हो गए हो कंपनी में. You are now serious shareholder in the company यार.
यार वो बहुत hard है
1% यार.
I'll tell you.
इतना गणित करके आते हैं प्लान बना के आएंगे ये करके आएंगे वो करके आएंगे ये नहीं पता कि डाइल्यूट हो रहा
है. नहीं 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 नहीं
फाइनेंस वाले को समझ में आता है बाकी लोगों को लगता है 5%
बहुत हार्ड है यार ये. सो आई टेल यू नाउ दैट वी हैव अ ईसॉप पोर्टल ना वेयर पीपल सी वैल्यू ऑफ देयर शेयर्स आई थिंक इट्स गुड एंड क्लियर एंड आई थिंक इट्स ओके इट्स आवर जॉब. लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल आई नाउ एक्सप्लेन की देखो हैव यू रियलाइज दैट यू गाइज डोंट गेट डाइल्यूटेड बिकॉज यू लुक एट प्राइस एंड यू वॉन्ट द प्राइस टू कीप गोइंग अप. सो व्हेनेवर देयर इज अ एक्सटर्नल रेज और Like, just going back to Sandeep's example, right? That when you create an additional pool, number of shares goes up, share price comes down. And everybody ends up giving more to the employees because in the end, that number has to keep going higher and higher, right? So I think it is on the founders, CEOs, whatever it is, to keep saying that, dekho, end mein, everybody else is getting diluted. But you don't because you are looking at that number and that number has to keep going up. But it's okay. I think... Broadly, net, my view is if you get the clarity and the plan, I think the biggest mistake everyone makes is not give clear expectation. Ki whether it is a 3-year vesting, 4-year vesting, 5-year vesting, see, performance-based ESOP is the best. Ye number hai, agar ye meet hua, to ESOP milega, varna nahi milega. I actually really love performance-based ESOPs. But even in a time-linked ESOP, the fact that you are spending this time, this is a cost to the company, and what the company expects out of you has to be very clear. And that's the onus on the HR or the founder or the CEO or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Employees cannot be faulted if the expectation of them is not made clear. Having very clear objective discussions, numeric, will help more and more long term. Because I don't think we can expect there are enough things happening here in everybody's
life. Seed Series A pe nahi kar sakte because at that time you're still figuring out whether the company has a right to exist or not.
Like, yeah, this is all post Series A, Series B.
And so the point that again, here at different stages of company, maybe our narrative again needs to evolve, right? Where we say, ki yaar, acha, abhi if you move this number from X to Y, it will move the share price Y to Z. Like, so, and therefore, then you'll get rewarded. I don't think I'm doing a great job of it. And maybe that's one area I have to work on.
Yeah, considering it's a simple, I think Chirag ka business will be kafi complex hai to directly equate valuation or value to ye. Like even for you, it's considering it's a financial services business, AUM led, there is a certain fee structure, which you are plus minus 10-20% of where the market would be, I mean, shouldn't be that complicated. I'm not saying that you should do a better job, but
it's not complicated. It's just that at this stage, abhi wo karna zaruri hai. Like, especially at the senior levels, right?
Yeah.
One set of people who, if you tell them this, they'll figure out what the problems are to solve.
Yeah.
The other set of people is where you say, this is the problem. If you solve this, then this.
Yeah.
And I think just identifying who is who. And
how to what to who. How to solve it. फिर हमने बोला व्हाट प्रॉब्लम टू सॉल्व, अब हम बोल रहे हैं हु विल सॉल्व. ये बताओ, हाँ ये सबसे बढ़िया चार्ट लगा था.
हाँ ये यू नो रेवन, आई एम ग्लैड यू पुश्ड फॉर दिस, बिकॉज़ ये तो मेरे लिए भी आई ओपनर था अमंग एनी अदर थिंग्स इन दिस थिंग. सो दिस इज द इयर्स ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस. सो जस्ट टू लाइक लुक एट दिस चार्ट, हाउ मच वैल्यू डिड दीज इंडिविजुअल्स मेक एट द पॉइंट ऑफ आईपीओ, एंड एट द पॉइंट ऑफ आईपीओ हाउ मच टाइम हैड दे स्पेंट एट द कंपनी. At the company. So,
if you look at Swiggy, years of experience at that particular company.
So Swiggy was around for, let's say, 10 years prior to IPO. Somebody who's joined 4 years into the journey also made 171 crore.
But somebody, 10 billion valuation. I like the last column that we should index every startup to a 10,000 crore valuation. And because see, quick startup 10 billion pe pahunchega, aaj eternal at 30 billion people will say, dekho yaar 1000 crore banaye, but it's a function of valuation. Okay, go back to the HDFC example, right? 100 billion pe people will make a different amount of money. But just knowing, what I really like is the last column, that going back to your point, Chirag, financial freedom being achieved at a 10,000 crore valuation is still only by the top 10, 15, 20 people. It's not as broad-based. And by the way, from my understanding, Swiggy is the epitome of like the top decile of wealth creators in the country. Like, at least I have heard from multiple people that very, very solid, very democratic ESOP process, very lot of wealth creation across and stuff like that. But the amounts are not, like they seem quite reasonable for a 10,000 crore valuation.
This data is not exhaustive. So I should qualify that. कि ऐसा नहीं है कि देर आर नॉट अदर पीपल हु आर मेकिंग मोर देन 10 करोर्स. अगर वो कीमैन और ये सब नहीं क्लासिफाई होते हैं तो वो वहां डेटा नहीं आएगा.
आई लाइक द लास्ट कॉलम बिकॉज इट सीम्स इन द रियल्म ऑफ रियलिटी दैट ऑल ऑफ अस कैन अचीव समथिंग लाइक दैट इन द नेक्स्ट 3, 5, 10 ईयर्स व्हेनेवर इट इज राइट. बट देन द रीजन आई लाइक दैट कॉलम इज बिकॉज एटलीस्ट इट गिव्स मी अ वेरी ऑब्जेक्टिव व्यू दैट इफ आई हैव टू टॉक टू माई CFO और माई CTO एंड यू नो ही सेज आई वांट टू मेक 500 crores, आई एम लाइक the greatest wealth creator in the country has not given 100 crores at 10,000 crore valuation.
My one concession on this chart is actually I'm surprised by Nykaa. Of all the word on the street that they are a Lala company, that you know, the family holidays in London for two months in a year, the children are now being kind of groomed for the business, family takes part in every decision end to end, for them to distribute this kind of wealth is actually spectacular. Also, like there's no real funding. It's Sanjay and Falguni who kind of funded the business. So it's literally a very, very promoter driven company. For them to do this, it's quite spectacular. Actually.
I like the header that life-changing ESOP is not just for the earliest joiners, because there are people who have spent 10 years who has made money and people who have joined 2 years before also, and it's okay because they have come for a very specific mercenary role, as you call it, versus the missionary folks who joined in early and everybody makes money. But I am, for me, the biggest eye-opening thing is still the last column. Just I can't...
Yeah, dude, like Eternal is crazy, yeah?
Yeah, Eternal is crazy.
Okay, let's take two of the best examples here. You are hiring a CFO tomorrow, right? CFO Akshant Goyal joined in 2018. The guy made 18 crores at a 10,000 crore valuation. Go back to the Swiggy example. You're hiring a CFO, Rahul Bhutraji joined in 2017, in 7 years made 30 crores at a 10,000 crore. So if a CFO has to join tomorrow to you and you will say, haan, 5 se 7 saal mein hum 10,000 crore ka valuation pahunch jayenge. Let's say hypothetically, I know you'll get there sooner, but hypothetically, let's say you give a 5 to 7 year time frame. The guy says, I need to make 100 crores at that valuation.
Yeah.
Doesn't that math seem off to you?
No. First of all, like if he's asking for 100 crores, then that's a separate discussion for that role and individual, right? But let's say he says ki mujhe 25 crore banana hai, right?
Which is fine. There is a...
You say ki ye metrics honge company ke, to you will get there. Now, yeah, in
that's what I'm saying.
That and
10,000 crore pe, main, I think going back to... I'm just taking on Shantanu's point. I think the problem is we don't look at objective data of... I think people get excited when they see numbers like 300 crores, 400 crores, 500 crores. But if my read here is all these companies are 5 billion plus or 10 billion plus in valuation. And maybe that indexing is not happening. कि अगेन गोइंग बैक कि भाई शेयर प्राइस मल्टीप्लाई हुआ है, आप बिलियन डॉलर कंपनी में उतना पैसा बना ही नहीं पाओगे.
या
नहीं क्या?
या या एब्सोल्युटली एब्सोल्युटली. एंड
अनलेस यू हेल्प द कंपनी गेट टू 10 बिलियन डॉलर्स.
हाँ एंड सी लाइक ये सर्वाइवरशिप बायस है ना यहाँ पे. वी आर लुकिंग एट 10 बिलियन डॉलर कंपनीज और क्लोज टू दैट नंबर, राइट? तो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट.
If you just, there will be some public company na, which is smaller. इसमें है लिस्ट में कुछ?
इसमें नहीं है, but
है ना ये IPO valuation billion dollar है ना Cartrade.
Cartrade का लेते हैं, ठीक है? अभी Cartrade is not like disproportionate outcomes, like I'd argue for most people, right? Somebody who spent 17 years at the company made 24 crore rupees.
Yeah, but I like the fact that CFO again. I think आपके CFO को तो अच्छा index मिल गया है. Any CFO looking to join deserve look at this list. 25 से 35 करोड़ बनने चाहिए आप.
Please call Revant. And the thing is that we are not operating in isolation, right? These are folks, the great talented folks are also talking to other founders.
Yeah.
If somebody can offer them that vision, that for your contributions, you can make 100 crores, this is an outcome that will be 100 crores, you will have that kind of ownership. So that is our competitive space, right, for talent.
I think selling is good, but overselling and not being pragmatic is something that people should be very, very, very...
In startups, and here also, outcome multiplied by probability is the probabilistic outcome. I think what we have to talk about is the probability multiplier. Yaar, what is the chance that you will make? So you will make 10% chance you will make 100 crores or 50% chance you will make 50 crores, right? So I think that's the conversation to have. Yaar, probability kya hai uska?
When somebody I love this framing. I recently had this conversation with a senior person and same thing. I said, if you have X crores, again, going back, just take this 3X, much higher probability because you already now, because we didn't cover that, by the way, on the vesting piece, there was an interesting conversation going back to the pre-IPO companies, people leaving. And I said, yeah, why are people leaving? Like, they will see 2X from here as well. And the VC gave me a very interesting perspective. He said, if there are two people, dono ka vesting ho gaya hai, theek hai? Dono ka, let's say, 10-10 crore ke hisab hai. Now, what you are saying as a CEO is that they should stay and see this 10 crores become 30 crores. One guy leaves and says, I'll become a founder and some VC will fund, and the other guy stays. The other guy, the company, the ESOPs become 3X. The other guy will say that, yaar, main ruka, maine ek opportunity cost nahi liya, to bhi mujhe 3X se mila. Wo gaya, usko VC funding bhi mili, naam bhi mila, Shark Tank pe bhi famous ho gaya, aur uska bhi 3X ho gaya. So the debate was, how much do you keep giving over time? And he said, you have to, because this is the dynamic that plays out. And I said, there is a nuance to this, that fundamentally, I believe disproportionate shareholders should also think like owners and say that, yeah, I will drive the probability that the share price will become 3X is a lot more dependent on me driving the value of the company versus
absolutely
company will go where it is, karke, right? So I think the a little bit of this, I like this mental model that company shapers, I don't know, nice articulation. I think business builders and company shapers are where most of the wealth will get created.
I think concentration should be there. I'm going to send you a manuscript of the book. I need your comments on this. This book we put together on ESOPs. It's called The Millionaire Employee. Comes out in September.
Karo set expectation abhi yaar. Meri team aake bolegi, bhai million dollar to bhai nahi ban raha hai. Ek to dollar waise hi badh raha hai.
Nahi, rupee strengthen ho jayega. Don't worry. So I'll send this. But yeah, thanks, man.
No, Sandeep, one thing I love, which was a probabilistic outcome, like people call it expected value, right? So I was having this discussion once, expected value kya hai? Probability multiplied by outcome. So then this is my expectation. I said, nah, expectation and expected value are two very different things. The day those two match is when you and I are on the same page. Because expected value is such a difficult, because it's all about probabilistic outcomes. But I hope that as companies become bigger, also the thing is this. The more predictable the outcome, the less the volatility of the outcome. The less the volatility, the less the best case scenario. And that's my question. Who is the largest ESOP wealth creator in India? Outside the 6-7 Infosys CEOs. Maybe is it Nagori? Would it be Ankit Nagori? Would that be the right benchmark?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Flipkart is the, by far, like the amount of wealth created is intense. Actually, uska na impact, I think, is in the further second order wealth creation of Flipkart, right?
Yeah, this is crazy. Absolutely crazy.
The same founders went and founded other companies, right? Who then created wealth
for themselves and their team members, right? I think this is the most fascinating. I think in Silicon Valley, there will be a lot of examples. Flipkart, that happened. And I think this for me, like again, mind-blowing statistic that 32,000 jobs were created. Yeah, forget wealth creation, etc. 32,000 homes are being run off of the wealth creation that happened on Flipkart. I think that's just incredibly.
That's insane. Actually, I agree with you. It is very, very much the Indian PayPal.
Yeah, very much
the Indian PayPal.
Yeah.
And Spinny also, is it? Wow, interesting. Spinny.
We couldn't capture a lot. We found out what is the EPF data. There is a lot of like companies which we wouldn't even know about, which would have got created out of
that. Go up one slide. What was the other slide? This one?
So every time there is a buyback, around that time, how many new startups in the
100%.
Flipkart ecosystem happen? Like, within a year or two of that, you see a little bit of a spike. And again, you know, these are representative numbers. These are all, because iske alawa, a lot of unreported data will also be there.
But this is financial freedom.
It's so true. It's not just financial freedom, Revan. You think about Flipkart as a company in 2013-14-15. Right, and you have seen people like Sachin and Vinny who are like just older to you, middle class families, tumhare jaisi hain, jinhone kuch kiya and now they're billionaires. Just the DNA. You don't feel that way when you work for an Uday Kotak or for a Mukesh Ambani, but when you work for a Sachin, you'll feel that. Ki main bhi kar sakta hoon, yaar.
This narrative should continue, is all I'm saying. I think we don't want it to remain. See, a lot of this was Walmart buying out, then PhonePe split happening and stuff like that. So there's been, again, it was a little spiky with the liquidity generation because of some transactions happening, right? At some point of time, 16 plus years, you want the company to become like an engine that can continue to run. So going back to what the first chart you showed, like an HDFC or a Tata Motors or a Bajaj Finance, Flipkart has that potential, right? As a conglomerate. See, it's a conglomerate today. At $40 billion, it's a conglomerate. And it has shared a lot of wealth. It's created significant impact on the startup industry. It's given us so many more founders. It's given us an entire multiplier effect for the entire ecosystem to sort of compound. I just think there's a lot more still available.
On that, $40 billion pay, $25 billion ka incremental all wealth creation were. Like, on the Flipkart mafia. Like, their companies.
Wow.
Like, we've spoken about, like, Indian companies, but NVIDIA has created 150 crores. Like, we know a guy who has 150 crores of NVIDIA stock in NVIDIA Hyderabad. Right? So, there is all of that. NVIDIA had a ESOP purchase program, ESPP. ये तो हमने ESOP की बात करी. Then ESPP भी होता है, RSU भी होता है, SARS भी होता है. Like, there are many ways
of.
Okay? वो accounted नहीं है. NVIDIA, what it allowed you to do for a longest period is that instead of taking cash every quarter, you could decide कि यार अभी मुझे इतना कैश चाहिए और इतना स्टॉक चाहिए. Every quarter you could buy in.
Right? Wow.
And obviously at whatever 4 trillion, I don't know what it is today, but at 4 trillion market cap, which is greater than the market cap of India or thereabouts, this is a like incredibly insane outcome. And by the way, like I just, this that they are still working there. Like financial freedom plus ho gaya. But
they believe in the company's compounding.
Yeah.
That, you know, my work is meaningful and will create value. But I think it takes, going back to Chirag's example, right? Like it takes real conviction in your own work, mission, as well as the company to do something like this, right? That I'll buy in some way. And I don't know, Chirag, if you've done it this year. So Sandeep, we do something similar. Every year when we do the appraisal, we can't do it every quarter. We give an option to people to buy in and say, flip your increment for stock. And there's a slight discount that I will offer to the because it's illiquid, right? There has to be an illiquidity discount as such. And it's 1 year vesting because that's the minimum that Companies Act demands, right? It's nice to see people leverage
that. Achha indicator hai tha, correct.
I think this is, you know, so here 1 year vesting makes absolute sense. And I think like it's worth
exploring. You have to, na.
Even for us.
Cash aaj de rahe ho to, yaar, you can't wait 4 years for that.
Uh-huh. I think even for us, maybe I deserve something like this is relevant, right? Ki at the end of 1 year, jo incentive aata hai, usko can you convert into partly into ESOPs?
You should think about it. This is a very, like me and Chirag can tell you offline.
It works, you know.
Yeah, it works well.
Yeah.
There is, I think, at least with senior people, there is clear alignment of incentives, targets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the biggest advantage I've seen is, let's say you get an increment of 10 lakhs.
Hmm.
वो 10 लाख में आपको हाथ में 6 लाख ही आने वाला है या 6.5 लाख आने वाला है. वेर एज वो जो 10 लाख है, इफ आई गिव लेट्स से 25% डिस्काउंट ऑल्सो 1 ईयर वेस्टेड, सो आपको 12.5 लाख का स्टॉक मिल रहा है, बट आपको पूरा 12.5 मिल रहा है.
So going back to your example which you gave,
the post-tax one, people see this as a massive arbitrage because end में discussion वही होता है कि वो 10 लाख का मैं 6.5 लूंगा, फिर निफ्टी में डालूंगा मैं 12% कमाऊंगा. बट अगर मैं 12.5 पे अगर मैं 25-30% कमा लूं, और 25 तो मैं डिस्काउंट ही दे रहा हूं. सो इफ यू बिलीव इन योर वर्क एंड द कंपनी इन स्लाइट इलिक्विडिटी, देर इज अ मैसिव अपसाइड दैट पीपल हैव सीन. एंड दिस आई हैव नाउ डन इट 3 इयर्स इन अ रो. आई एम रिड्यूसिंग द डिस्काउंट नाउ बिकॉज फर्स्ट कपल ऑफ इयर्स तो the discount is a little steeper. Phenomenal wealth creation. People have done 4x, 5x in like 2 years.
Yeah. I think
it's plus because there is a buyback every year. Like I have, the smartest person I've seen last year is they gave up the full increment, right? They had got it at a little deeper discount than what we have done this year. Share price went up. The buyback that was done this year, effectively he made 2x in 1 year.
So yeah, trading on Mosaic stock. And
see, I can't predict where the share price will go. I can't 100% assure
ki markets where it is liquid na aap har roz dekh sakte ho. Private market mein kya hota, it's always lumpy.
Yeah.
So get it now 2 years out there will be a repricing event which will happen. So
yeah, how do you do this? Like abhi mera suppose 10 lakh ka salary tha, 10% increment 1 lakh rupees, 1 lakh I forego buy stock. Next year mera salary increment ka base kya hota hai? 10 lakh hota hai 11 lakh hota hai?
11 lakh hota
hai. 11 lakh hota hai.
Haan, has so to be, no?
Either you can move to, let's say, 12.1 lakhs, 10% over that, the year after, or again you can buy in on stock.
Again you can buy. See, in the end, we have to be honest. Yeah, if we show the employees that this is a cost to the company, this is almost like cash. That is why I'm recording it in my P&L. I also have to be okay to, ki dono mein kuch bhi chalega, na? So there was a debate, for example, saying ki agar main 10 pe tha aur main 11 pe gaya to mera base 10 hona chahiye. I'm like, nahi, wo jo 11 usko instead of cash, he got it through equity. It's the same. For me, it's left pocket, right pocket. Cash is cash. ESOP is cash. Cash is also cash. So I think I used to think that this will only be exercised by people who don't need immediate cash. But I have realized that there are very sharp people who do all the calculation and they're like, bhai, ye kar lete hai karke. Especially when they know that there's a culture of buyback. There is some comfort. Like, by the way, this can't happen, Sandeep, if you don't, again, go back and show periodic buybacks. Because I don't want to be stuck for 5 years. Then you will have a very small pool of people doing this because they will effectively then say, ki, this is great, but I will be illiquid for 5 years. So, wo ek worry hota hai. Like, then only very few people who will say, ki, yaar, mereko 5 saal paisa nahi chahiye, toh hi main ye karun. So, you understood. Like, you will not get a lot of buy-in on this unless you have, again, set the culture that this is almost liquid.
Yeah, I think what, like, one big part of CEO's life, I think, is to run the ESOP program. Like,
100%.
I think this 100%. Is, like, it's not an HR job. This is a CEO job, I think.
It's a capital allocation job. Again, go back, right? It's 100% capital allocation.
And
our L5, sorry, ki putting the goalpost. And then aligning incentives. ये दो ही काम है major. कि goal post सही होना चाहिए और फिर incentive alignment होना चाहिए.
How many buybacks have you done, Sandeep?
We have done 2.
But all like coincidentally were linked to the round. You get what I mean?
It's like, so, fine, but
it's coincidentally happened that we've had 2 rounds in this time. But maybe I think इसमें there should be like explicit communication. We'll do it every year.
मैं वही बोल रहा हूँ, आप सोच लो, आई थिंक $1 million 2 million ना, आपका शेयर होल्डर भी को दिक्कत नहीं होगा. अगर वर्स्ट केस आपको बैलेंस शीट यूज नहीं करना है ना, आफ्टर अ सर्टन पॉइंट आई रियलाइज इंडिया में ना पोस्ट सीरीज सी लिक्विडिटी इज देयर इफ यू आर अ गुड बिजनेस बाय द वे. सो सी आई थिंक बाय द वे वी डिडंट कवर दिस वन प्रॉब्लम. देयर इज अ सिग्निफिकेंट इशू इन वैल्यूएशंस रनिंग अप अहेड ऑफ द बिजनेस. देन यू कांट डू बायबैक्स बिकॉज And this has happened also a lot, right? Where people sitting on... So the rest and west that you were mentioning, though, Sandeep, is a big fundamental issue where people know this valuation is never going to come back. And we know enough and such companies which are overvalued because of whatever ZERP 2021, 2023. And everyone internally, not just the shareholder and the founder, like all management knows ki yaar ye valuation abhi wapis aane nahi wala hai. So then in their mind, they start writing off the value of the ESOP. Yeah. I think this is something we didn't cover, but this is a big problem that has happened in the startup industry.
Yeah.
You covered the Snapdeal and the Baiju issues, but I think there is a larger system where people don't believe that the value of their startups is real because they try to get the chatter around, right? Ki, what is the real value? So going back again, doing a periodic buyback also makes the valuation real. Ki, yaar, ye real value hai because somebody in the board, either because you're doing it through balance sheet or somebody's buying it, there is a person who's willing to pay this price. To kuch nahi to at least this is the fair price in the market.
Yeah.
Right? Versus all the, you know, ET mein ye valuation bola tha, ye, you know, all of that is signaling. But the real signal is when somebody is willing to pay a price for a secondary. That's, I'm assuming you've done public markets enough to know that there is a willing buyer at that price.
You know, the funny part about buybacks is the moment you announce a buyback, there is no willing seller. Because at that point, it seems like a liquid position. The stock price is moving up. Why would you sell?
That's a good problem. That's a good
thing. It's a great thing. Like, so to your point, actual cash out ko shayad kam hoga.
100%.
This may be more second ordering factor, Sandeep, ki aap bolo, aap dekhna ki very few people will end up giving.
But Sandeep, this has been such a pleasure. Yash, I know you, I don't know you're hearing the call, but thank you so much for the research. And Sandeep, was such a pleasure. I know we met at the Matrix event, but such a pleasure to kind of to go deep with you. And I look forward to your book. And congratulations on everything. I deserve.
It's a topic close to my heart, so it was amazing being here. Thanks a lot, Sandeep.